Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It was more than a decade ago that I told you that the government would control the thermostats in your car, in your home, be able to turn your car on or off, open the doors on your home. It's now in the news, mainstream news, coming up with a bunch of other police state news. The crooks that run this society, though, aren't going to spring all this on you, aren't going to announce all this until they're getting ready to move against us. And the bad news is they're starting to announce what's been in place for a decade. Yeah, it doesn't look good. The fact that they're announcing that they're tracking you all by cell phone lifetime, space scanning you, about to make you put new thermostats in your houses, tracking your gun purchases, it means when they announce it, means they're getting ready to start using it and putting it in place. That's coming up. Look, I know we got David in Palm Springs and David in Maryland and Peter in Minnesota and many others that are holding. We're going to get to your calls, I promise. And I've also, and I never talk about fiction, but I got a Michael Crichton book. People kept calling my show saying, Endgame, Endgame, Endgame. Your film is similar to a Michael Crichton book. And I'd never read a Michael Crichton book, I'll be honest with you. That's not true. I did read Eaters of the Dead, which is based on a true story and a manuscript. He writes a lot of nonfiction stuff, but that was fiction itself. And I was, but then I was with my wife at Half Price Books last week, and she picked up a Michael Crichton book, and I said, I think that's the one people keep telling me about, State of Fear. Well, she read it. She reads about a book a day. And she said, my God, this is like what you talk about in Endgame. And then I just opened it up to the appendix where he explains why he wrote the book, and it's in fiction. But then he says, no, this is actually eugenics and their master plan. So Michael Crichton has basically, now you'd think I'd get mad that he discovered stuff I knew that I learned, that I discovered on my own, before me. No, I'm happy. I'm glad other people know. So many researchers and writers get mad. Well, no, I discovered it first. No. I wish you all knew about it. But, you know, he is a scientist by training, and he is one of the top three best-selling writers alive today. But it turns out he knows all about it. Like, I want to read some of that if we have time. We probably won't. But it's a smart way to do it, to put it in fiction, so people can handle it. Yes, the elite really are evil, and yes, they are planning to kill 80% of us. I'm sorry to have to give you that little news flash, and sorry I'm having to tell you that. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get away with it, but this is the plan. But Crichton gets into eugenics in here and how it ties into the environmental movement, so I thought I'd mention that. Trevor Lyman joins us, and I'm not going to keep him long. He's very busy. He's joined us from the blimp, out of the blimp, you name it. He's the guy behind the first money bomb, 4.3 mil. Then the second money bomb, well, you're behind it, the listeners, but he's the guy that helped run with the ball and a general in the fight, a captain in the fight against the New World Order, one of our captains. And the 6.8 mil, $20 million raised in the last quarter, beating all Republicans and tying with Hillary. And he's got the blimp up there flying around in the battleground states. He's launched the Ron Paul Air Force. We've launched simultaneously the Ron Paul Air Corps. I don't care which group you support, RonPaulAirCorps.com or RonPaulAirForce.com. Just give money to get these planes in the air. But to give us his take just quickly on what's happening with the campaign. Trevor, things are just getting more and more crazy.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, things are great. I'm at a rally right now on Elm Street and Merrimack Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. Maybe you might be able to hear some of it.
Yeah, let me hear some of that. Hold your phone up.
All right.
Now, are you guys protesting Fox, or are you at his...
I don't know if you can hear that. What's that? I don't know if you can hear anything or not, but...
Are you guys protesting Fox, because that's going on, excluding him from the debate, or are you over at Ron Paul's big rally now getting more attention than Fox?
Kind of in between, I think, or we're near. We're on the heavily trafficked streets. They're in a town hall that's sort of just a street off, so all the supporters came out to where traffic's going by and waving signs and making noise and... lots of honks.
Let me hear some more of them. Let me hear some more. The battle cry of liberty. How many people are out there, Trevor Lyman?
I don't know how well you can hear that, but...
We can hear it well, my friend.
Great, great. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like you're inside a car, and that's just what we're hearing through the window.
No, I don't have my phone. Might not be so great for picking it up, but yeah, I'm right here on the corner. Everybody's screaming and yelling.
Yeah, let me hear him.
Okay, hold on.
The streets of New Hampshire.
It goes up and down.
Oh, I can hear it. How many people are out there, Trevor?
Not everybody's yelling at all times, but they were just a minute ago.
How many people are out there, Trevor?
Probably at least over 100 or so, maybe 150.
But there's also groups all over the state right now canvassing. So there's, I mean, while you're in New Hampshire.
I'm at one corner. There are people all up and down the street. I don't know. There are hundreds of people, definitely.
And they're all over the state, I'm told. The media has admitted that Ron Paul's got more boots on the ground than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you hearing in coffee shops or on the street about Ron Paul? Are the people starting to get it?
Well, I really think he's going to do well in New Hampshire because he won 29-30% of the independent vote up in Iowa. And if he can do that here, well, 50% of the state is independent, and he's also 14% in the polls. So we're looking at 40% right there. And, you know, I think things are going, and we know that the polls might even be a little bit off. So.
Well, that's the point I keep trying to make, and I've been making it for a year since he announced and writing articles about it. Just type only Ron Paul can beat Hillary into Google, and you'll see a series of articles going back a year for listeners out there. Because, and now all the polls show it, now the political pundits admit it, now Las Vegas says it, and they're never wrong on these issues, I mean, 99% right. They're saying only Ron Paul can beat Hillary.
Right.
Only Ron Paul, because he's going to get independents and liberals. Every one of these other Republicans, I mean, people are giving to Democrats 2-1 compared. But then the military supports Ron Paul 2-1. We got to get behind Ron Paul, Trevor.
That's right. He's running his newest commercial. I saw it on television during the debate. He's running that one. He's talking about how, you know, who does the military support? Ron Paul, more donors than any other candidate. And it cites, I think, the New York Washington Post or something. It gives, you know, totally cites the papers which claim it, so it's totally credible. And I think it's a great ad to run because if people want to support the troops, then they need to listen to the troops.
Well, you support the troops by not listening to them and sending them back for their fourth or fifth tour when their contract only said 3 years in, you keep them in five. That's how you support them, is by ignoring them and injecting them full of deadly vaccines and then taking their Second Amendment rights away when they get back with the new bill Bush just passed.
Exactly. A lot of respect. That's the way you support them.
Trevor, tell us about the Ron Paul Air Force.
Sure. Well, I think we're going to one thing that we're doing is that Ron Paul Air Corps is flying planes right now all around here, but they didn't have the money for tomorrow. We were raising a little bit of funds, and they're more on the ball than we are with that right now. And so we're going to give money to help make sure that a plane to Air Corps tomorrow and make sure that the plane's flying. I think we're going to I'm not sure if we're going to go forward with the Air Force one. We'll see what happens with that. But at any rate, we're going to go with now I don't know if you guys hear all that.
No, Trevor, that's exciting. I didn't know you teamed up with me and Ted Anderson because I gave the ball to Ted on the Ron Paul Air Corps. You guys launched Ron Paul Air Force. You've raised, what, 400-something thou for the blimp flying all over. So that's going well. People should give to the blimp then and then go to ronpaulaircorps.com and give to the aircraft.
That's right. That's right. Because we really have enough to do with the blimp. We're going to launch, we're going to start selling mini blimps from the site. And if people go to the blog, you'll see that there have been two people who have taken the initiative to get a blimp for themselves, and every time they do it, there's a story, a news story. They get on the local news. We want to have little mini blimps, little 12-foot blimps, all over the nation if possible. You know,
RonPaulBlimp.com. Trevor, I want to check in with you tomorrow on the weekday show. Godspeed. I appreciate all your great work.
Okay, thank you.
There he goes from New Hampshire. Your call straight ahead, I promise, straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, good continual Ron Paul Revolution coverage. I got the police state news coming up, the Michael Crichton news, and I got a tag to the National Magazine. We'll tell you about that. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.com.
Everybody's It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got commenters at RonPaulWarren.com saying, let's continue to storm Fox News with complaints. Let's continue to call them, email them. You know, their defense contractor owned, like most of the big dominant national media, and it's just better to boycott the sponsors and to not watch it. But to also realize that most of your big national media is controlled at one level or another, and when they do the right thing, like ABC not censoring, or CNN re-airing the ABC debate from last night, or showing Ron Paul's rally right now, then you should support them. So really, vote with your money. That's what it's all about. our AM and FM affiliates across the country. You know, even if they have my show on and a lot of other shows you disagree with, you know, just because they're carrying this show, you should support their sponsors. Or you should call in and let them know you're supporting them. Or if you have a business, sponsor them. Let's say you're listening to KCXL in Kansas City or WBCR right now in Knoxville, Tennessee, or KCAA going into San Diego, or 590 KLBJ covering most of Texas right now, or I can't remember all the other affiliate names. That's my problem. Only long-time affiliates can I remember. All you great affiliates out there, support them. I know we got a lot of calls here, and I am going to go ahead and go to them. We're going to get to you. Let's go ahead and go to Peter holding for Eons. We're trying to hurry up now. Peter calling from Minnesota. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Is it true that the word mafia is an acronym for Mancini, Otto Risa, Berti, Incendi, Avalamenti? Two, what did Manzini have to do with Albert Pike? Three, does the star on the Israeli flag actually represent the Red Shield, a.k.a. Rothschilds? And four, are the Zionists true Jews or imposters posing as Jews to further expand the New World Order agenda by using the land as a battleground for a future war, the war to end all wars, which will then be used to force a one-world government on the world? And five, I have a statement to Ron Paul. When you go on shows and shake people's hands, be careful the way you shake their hand, because...
All right, sir. All right, I appreciate your phone call. He was talking about Manzini. That was the head of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati is real. I mean, it's in the history books. It's in the encyclopedia. It's a real group. They discovered it 200-something years ago in Germany. They were trying to take over governments. And then he was getting into the definition of the mafia. I don't know the definition of the mafia. I know what La Cosa Nostra means. It means our thing or our club. And I know there's the P2 lodges and the Masons and all of it mixed together. And there's a lot of shadowy stuff going on. And the average person goes, oh, there's no secret societies. Secret societies 200, 300, 400, 1,000 years ago were just intelligence agencies. They didn't have, quote, government espionage intelligence agencies until the French invented them about 400 years ago. Well, I guess you could say the Jesuits really invented them in Spain 400 years ago. But then it got really big and perfected in France. It was called secret societies. You had secret groups, generally of men, in societies. They were called secret societies. People today go, that doesn't exist. That doesn't. That's intelligence agency or a private intelligence network. It's a good old boy thing taken to the next level. Kind of like, let's say you get a group of car dealers that get together in a state. And a lot of them do and have meetings, you know, at hotels and conferences about, hey, let's fix prices or let's try to not compete too much or let's compete but not pass this level. The oil companies have been caught doing that. It's not even, quote, what you think of as a conspiracy theory. It's just the way, dealings are done. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and take a call from David in Palm Springs. Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, it's sober now. I've been in court for 3 years. I live in 3 acres above in Palm Springs in a rural area, and a neighbor had a bunch of animals, and I called animal control. She called the police, and her husband was a fellow, and I really didn't know all this. This is how she manipulated him, was threatening him with the police all the time. Well, when she called the police, she made up a huge story. It was all thrown out of court in the end, but the police picked me up, came to my house. They saw two Mercedes-Benz cars there, which is a little unusual. There's some varying degrees of people up here. And he said, oh, I don't like the looks of this. I couldn't believe it. I'm in the back of the car, and he goes, I don't like the looks of this. Yeah, I'm a 53-year-old man.
Well, get ready for it. Everyone with illegal aliens is scum and trash and to be searched and controlled. The government's going to ship the narcotics in. Then they're going to claim you've got them. This is just the way America operates, sir.
This guy arrested me on terrorist threats, $7,000 bail, didn't even file charges.
But you beat it.
Yep, beat it.
You need to sue him civilly.
They came and watched me for 3 months, and then they were in my property in camouflage with drop-down leg holsters.
Well, that's what they always do because they're mad. They want to intimidate you. Look, just get more aggressive. Take their jet ski, take their bass boat, sue them. They're good cops, but there's nests of bad ones everywhere. And this is what they do. And folks, here's the news I've got. Breathalyzer test, now the law at New Jersey High School. Then you read later, there is no law. They're scanning your license plates all over the country and in England, not just in the U.S. and Canada, to see if you're going to dump trash. See, now they're introducing it to you. Oh, yeah, it's not to look for car thieves or criminals. Now we're going to watch everybody and record everybody, you know, guilty until proven innocent. California is set to pass a law to control with your thermostats remotely. You'll have to add a radio transmitter. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up, sir. I understand. It's bad. And I'm sure your story's horrible. Write up the story. Send it to us. We'll post it. Go post it right now on RonPaulWarRoom.com. That site's not just for Ron Paul news. It's about the New World Order, the police state, everything that's happening in our society. It's a news site. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Corpus Christi, Texas. You're on the air, Todd. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been meaning to call you on this for a long time. I'd done a research paper, actually my master's degree, my master's paper, research in the UN and education. I called you before on that. And I had found a book. I'm sure you've heard the quotes from these many times. One of the quotes from this UN book says, "The kindergarten or infant school has a significant part to play in the child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors of home training, but it can also prepare the child for membership, basically, in the world society." And one of the other quotes from this is nationalism. "As long as the child breathes the poison air of nationalism, education and world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results."
By the way, those are in official UN meeting statements, in official UN policy. That's nothing. I have the National Education Association two separate times saying the family must be eliminated. The family is a disease. And for listeners not believing this, University of Texas, their social workers have a textbook that I've had on my local TV show and opened up and shown this, where it says we must end the disease of the family.
Exactly.
And they've already eradicated half the family. So I guess they're doing well against the disease.
Yeah, it says, "As we have pointed out, it's frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism." But these are the original publications from the 1940s.
Look, do it. I've seen them, but that was years ago. Put them all together in an article. Post them on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We'll put them everywhere. That's a place where you can post them. We'll put it on Prison Planet, InfoWar. We need your help. Okay, I know all those quotes. I actually own the books. I don't have time to go scan them and do stories. I did a story a year ago. I know. Don't you want to warn people? Doesn't it upset you how they call us slaves? And, oh, hey, Michael Crichton knows about them. There's more of us, you know, and we're now starting to figure out that we're together and we know what's going on. Anything else, sir?
Amen, and God bless you. We're doing it.
Hey, listen, put your, you know, you've done your master's thesis. Your professor will probably burn it and run around worshiping the UN. Why not take the research you did, put it in an article, go post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. Ron Paul interview and the police state. Stay with us.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
When it comes to keeping our teenagers safe and sober, one New Jersey school district is now taking the lead. Officials there are using breathalyzer tests.
And as CBS News Jade Al reports, it's become such a successful deterrent, students are passing with flying colors.
Keeping high school students sober. In some situations, it can be a full-time job.
I personally got breathalyzed.
At Pequannock High School... Getting breathalyzed is now routine at dances and other social events.
I'm all for it, because if your child's not doing anything wrong, they have nothing to hide.
It actually came to a head when last year at the graduation senior trip, but we had students that actually couldn't graduate as a result of their drinking.
Pequannock also has an active breathalyzer test, similar to what would be used during a police traffic stop. It's more intrusive, but administrators believe it sends a clear message about their zero-tolerance policy on alcohol abuse. It worked, and now other districts are following Pequannock's lead. In fact, Southington High School in Connecticut expanded the program for daily use when a student is suspected of drinking.
In the world of high school students, any alcohol reading is a reading that's inappropriate.
Pequannock school officials say because their limited breathalyzer use has been so effective, they are not willing to take the program that far just yet.
We'll leave that for somebody else to decide. We're not really going into that area.
However frequently it's used...
I don't think anybody would drink any, anymore.
It seems the breathalyzer has at least cleared the air about who is and who is not welcome at school. In Pequannock, Jay Dow, CBS 2 News.
Pequannock school officials say they avoided privacy issues by making students sign a contract. It states they must submit to a breathalyzer if they want to attend a school social event.
All right. Now, for more than a decade, they've said if you want to play football or be on the band, you've got to take breathalyzers and sign a pledge not to drink or use drugs. Then they start saying, well, coming to school or parking in the parking lot or, you know, everything's extracurricular. You can't even graduate. That's extracurricular to come to the ceremony unless you sign away your rights. And, again, it sounds reasonable. Oh, let's stop drinking. Well, when they stopped drinking in the 20s, alcoholism tripled. When Europe, more than a decade ago, put up signs all over Europe saying that cigarettes were bad, cigarette smoking doubled. When you say something's illegal or cool by saying it's illegal, it increases. Just like they started federally funded suicide training in the early 1990s, and suicide more than quadrupled. 10 and 12 and 13-year-olds had never thought about suicide, but having these classes about depression and how it was the thing to do, and, you know, don't do it, but it's real sad. People learned how to hang themselves, eat pills, and now I know a lot of people's teenagers kill themselves. And they won't. They'll just increase the training, and then the dying will increase. You know, 2 plus 2 is too hard for people to figure out there. Young people, don't drink because the system wants to put you in prison and suck money out of your parents. Don't use drugs because they ship the garbage in to get you hooked on it. Don't use their Prozac and Ritalin. We have the drug company's own documents, federal law they passed, trying to force half the kids on these drugs. Their own internal documents from the drug companies out 3 years ago said it was about making money. These are drug companies that will knowingly have HIV in their factor VIII blood product that will kill you. They don't care about you. They're eugenicists. You better find that out. And they got these all these do-gooder idiots under them that don't see the bigger picture. But look, even if you're for prison barbed wire, drug dogs biting the children, grabbing their bags, ripping them open like Goose Creek, face scanning cameras, cameras in the bathrooms, shakedowns. I mean, you might as well just go stick them in San Quentin. And then it becomes a criminal culture, and you know, you like pervert jail guards at the schools, 5 times more often to be abusive. Where do you think abusers go? They go where they can be around kids and have authority. Duh. Read your criminology. Again, who watches the government? You know, this mother's like, well, if they had nothing to hide, they should go ahead and do it. What does the government have to hide? What's most dangerous throughout history? What has the power to get away with corruption? What killed 200 million people last century and tens of million already in the last 8 years, this century? Government, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement documents it. But the key here is, even if you're for all this police state, notice the headline is breathalyzer test now the law at New Jersey High School. You can go to the news website and you can read it. Breathalyzer test now the law. That's not the law. That's not the law. There is no law. There's no law. You got to take shots. It's color of law. They say you got to sign this form, and there's no law even behind that. That's why the feds have been caught funding. Oh, you didn't know this? A lot of these court shows the last 20 years, 25 years, where it shows a judge telling everybody what to do, no jury, no questions. They're training you how to be slaves. This is operant conditioning. They have textbooks on it. They have brainwashed you. We got loaded phones. We got tons of news. I got video, audio clips I want to play. Ron Paul interview. Folks, I got to talk about Michael Crichton, and I'll do more of this on my weekday show tomorrow. My wife read this. I've only scanned through it now. She's like, oh, my God, this is everything you talk about. And she's like, you didn't, you know, she's like, he knew all about it. How did he know about it? You just now started talking about this last year. And I said, honey, I just discovered it. Doesn't mean it's kind of like you go on a cruise for the first time and you discover how fun cruises are. Doesn't mean you're the first person to ever go out on the ocean. People always email me and call me and go, hey, this person discovered this before you. Ha ha. Good. I hope they did. I hope all of you discover stuff I haven't discovered. This is about survival, folks. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The point is, I'm very excited to tell you that Michael Crichton is just unbelievable. And he's actually got scientific facts, documents. He wrote it in a fiction form, but then with a bunch of appendixes and author's message sections breaks down actual documents. And he is a trained, degreed scientist. What is that, a biologist? You know, he's the guy that wrote Jurassic Park and the Andromeda Strain and Rising Sun, everything else you can imagine. He created ER. You know, the TV show. I mean, just if I told you about him, he's bigger than Stephen King. Okay? And people kept calling me on the show a couple times going, have you read State of Fear? I'm like, no. Well, they go, it's Endgame. It's you sure you haven't read it? And that's what proves this stuff so real. Crichton went out and read all the documents, went and did the research, and he puts it in the book. I've only read, again, the scientific nonfiction part at the back. You know, he hooks you with the fiction because you don't want reality. And then goes, oh, by the way, this is reality. So I'm thinking about a fiction film. And at the end go, oh, by the way, this is all true, just the names were changed. Here's all the documents. That'll get them. Anything to get you to find out what's happening. But he says, why politicize science is so dangerous? Imagine that there is a new scientific theory that warns of an impending crisis and points to a way out. This theory quickly draws support from leading researchers, scientists, politicians, and celebrities around the world. research and funding by distinguished philanthropists like eugenicists, and carried out at prestigious universities. The crises are reported frequently in the media. The science is taught in college and high school classrooms. I don't mean global warming. I'm talking about another theory which rose in prominence a century ago. Its supporters included Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Winston Churchill. It was approved by the Supreme Court justices Oliver Wendell Holmes and Louis Brandeis, who ruled in its favor. The famous names who supported included Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone, activist Margaret Sanger, botanist Luther Burbank, Leland Stanford, founder of Stanford University, and novelist H.G. Wells, the playwright George Bertrand Shaw, and hundreds of others. Nobel Prize winners gave support. Research was backed by the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations. This is all endgame. The Cold Springs Harbor Institute was built to carry out its research, but important work was also, turn the page, done at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, Johns Hopkins. Legislation to address the crisis was passed in the states from New York to California. These efforts had the support of the National Academy of Sciences, the American Medical Association, the National Research Council. It was as if Jesus were, it was said if Jesus were alive, he would have supported this effort. And all his research, legislation, and molding of public opinion surrounding the theory went on for almost half a century. Then it goes on to how they killed tens of millions in the, well, sterilized millions and controlled here in Hitler and how he picked it up from the U.S. and England. And then it just goes on. And then he goes on to how the environmental movement was founded by these people and how it's all run by them and how they're what they're doing and how they get you fooled. It has nothing to do with the earth, nothing to do. They run the system. And Michael Crichton knew all about it. Michael Crichton. And I guess that's why he's made $1 billion-plus writing books. He's a smart guy. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, by the way, is not based in a fiction at the front. It's based in reality. It's available at InfoWars.com and stores nationwide right now. Final segment, we'll jam in three or four phone calls, hit some more police state news, and play about 5 minutes of the Ron Paul interview I did Friday. RonPaulWarRoom.com is the website. I know the New World Order is coming against us. I'm sworn to stand against them. I hope you'll join me in this fight.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowegisacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
I'm sure the one category that we won, which is not a surprise, and that is the independent type of people, the people who, you know, think of themselves as not being locked into a strong party position. And we won that category. And when you think about that in New Hampshire, about half of the people in New Hampshire consider themselves independent. So I think we have a nice opportunity moving into the New Hampshire primary.
Well, you know, you've been coming on this show, covering the campaign since the day it started, and I remember then, you weren't even showing up in the polls. They still exclude you from a lot of polls, but you kept talking about trajectory. This trajectory is better than it was even 6 months ago, and Jimmy Carter got, what, 1% in New Hampshire. Even mainline pundits are saying you're probably going to get second or third place, might even win. How are they going to ignore you when you walk away with New Hampshire or get second or third place?
Well, it's going to be more difficult. I hope the embarrassment is more on them than on us because, you know, looks like I won't be in that Fox debate on Sunday. But the people are going to be outraged. A lot of people are coming to our defense, including, you know, the Republican Party up there. We haven't heard the last word about that yet.
Congressman, in fact, that was my next question. That's key. Fox had said they were having the top half of the candidates, the top five. You came in fifth place. Hands down, they've got Giuliani, who got less than half your votes in that debate. How can they justify that? Can you speak directly to that outrage?
Well, they can't really justify it. I know what they're probably thinking is they don't want somebody to say some of the things that I say, especially about the war. They think this war is a wonderful thing, and they support it, and it's the strongest war station on television. And I don't think they want a conservative, you know, somebody that is not seen coming from the far left espousing these positions. And, of course, that's our benefit by defending the Constitution, that we will have some appeal to some liberals as well as conservatives, and that's what's so great about our Constitution.
Congressman, so you don't have to hold. We're skipping this network break. Stations, don't worry, we'll play your break at the bottom of the hour. But we're going to skip this network break right now so that we can finish up with you, Congressman, here for the next.
Let me warn you one thing. I see that I'm on a phone, a remote phone. I'm going in a tunnel, so let's hope I lose you.
Okay, you'll call right back if it cuts out, correct, sir?
Right, I'll do that if we lose you. But go ahead.
Okay, thank you. the situation with Fox News, as you said, they're desperate. The paradigm is shifting. You have all the independents and anti-war. The Republicans are intending to lose and pass the baton to Hillary. The money's all going to her. That's clear. So it's so we know that it's either Ron Paul or basically the Democrats, and that's why they've got to keep you out. Now Sean Hannity's starting to kiss your hind end after slandering you. Now Beck's starting to grovel. Is that not a major shift that they now know that they are losing the battle to suppress the revolution?
I think there's no doubt about it, because people do act in their own self-interest, and even if they disapprove or dislike an individual or somebody's philosophy, if they realize it's eventually hurting them, they will shift gears. So, and we've noticed that before, because some of our people, some of the people that want to interview me, do it just because they think they'll get a bigger audience. So that's the marketplace working.
Right.
And I think that's a benefit.
He gets into Fox News being, quote, beyond a joke, and a lot of other key issues. It's about 10 more minutes left of that up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. If you want to listen to the rest of it, there's big links up on the top of PrisonPlanet.com. I want to jam in some final calls, get into some final police state news here. You don't know how good it feels to find out that Michael Crichton knows all the stuff I know. I mean, he's got the exact same view. He knows. It's their documents. I'm starting to find out more and more people know what I discovered is the truth, because they discovered it before I did. Again, that's such a key area in research, that somebody's done the exact same research and had the same findings separate from you without you even knowing. I mean, that's really vetting it out. So I guess Michael Crichton's as nutty as I am, because he actually reads UN documents. How dare him? He talks about how they want a global tax off the greenhouse gases. That's a total fraud. He talks about how they're a bunch of eugenicists. Wow, good job, Michael Crichton. Side issue, but it's big. Let's go ahead and talk to Callie, well, Ed and Callie, who disagrees about Ron Paul debate, so he goes ahead of the line. Then we'll talk to Jason and Andrew. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ed.
Yeah, Alex, a real big fan.
Welcome, sir. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead. You're on the air. Sometimes I can never figure out these callers. They get on and then they just hang up. I heard you disagreed, sir. I want to get you up front. Let's go ahead. If your cell phone cut out, call back, because I love disagreement. Take a call from Jason in Cali. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to make comments about the CFL bulbs. I've been on to this one for a little while. I just found out, 80% of them are coming from China. You know, they got the mercury, lead, phosphorus.
Yeah, that's right. Under federal law and now under state laws, California's passed a law, the feds have passed a law where you got to take these fluorescent bulbs filled with mercury that are many dozens of times worse than regular phosphorescence. And California's now going to make you, they're on the verge of passing a bill to control your thermostat in your house. How's that sound?
Yeah, and it's ludicrous, because I already knew that they were a waste liability. This lady in Maine had to pay $2,000 for cleanup for it, and it's so absurd. And because these kids on campus have been handing out these CFL light bulbs like mad.
They're a bunch of brainwashed idiots. The eugenicists said in the 40s that Hitler embarrassed them, and they had to take over all the environmental movements to sell eugenics as palatable. The light bulb doesn't even matter. It's about setting the precedent that they can tell you how big your toilet is, how big your washer is, what type of light bulb you have, then inspections of your house of how big it can be or when you remodel, all these new taxes, controlling your thermostat, running your life, taxing you if you have more than one child. That's now being proposed. Our government got China to pass the one child. It's hell on earth. You've all been taught eugenics and you didn't know it.
Yeah, and then 90% of our water and energy is all being wasted by energy and polluting our water and everything.
And they're engaged in mass open-air genetic engineering. That's a real crisis. Michael Crichton says the same thing. It's not about the environment. It's about controlling your life. Life in America and worldwide will be like a prison with ninnying police social workers literally running your life, guilty until proven innocent.
What do you think about this Take Back the Nation thing? So I guess they have like 1,100 communities January 30th. They're going to come together, and I mean, that's being pushed by what? The Rockefellers and Bilderberg and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, just like Michael Crichton says again. Now he's a cook, just like Alex Jones.
Yeah, and I mean, all these energy solutions are as ludicrous as,
it's a non-crisis
in the Middle East. it doesn't make any sense. I mean, these same solutions they're offering for these energy problems that they say. And, I mean, I've been put on surveillance on campus for protesting the fascism in my school. It says it's a green campus.
That's how it works. Look, they control the liberals, they control the conservatives. They control conservatives with fake anti-terror stuff, saying, got to take your riots, got to torture, got to videotape your face, got to face scan you, got to have giant billboards looking for, you know, broadcasting to the terrorist are, got to have surveillance society, helicopter scanning you for your safety. Then they tell the left, oh, we're going to have world socialism in the name of saving Earth. Then they come in with world taxes with India, China, and 160-plus other third-world nations make zero cuts ever in emissions. Then they take the U.S. back to 1990 greenhouse emission levels, and then the industry actually moves to China and India, and the U.N.'s own studies say it will actually boost carbon output. So even if you believe the fraud that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is deadly poison, they believe they know it's a fraud. We have UN documents from the 60s saying it's a scam. We have North American Union SPP documents from last year saying that it's a scam. It's about taxes. They're not going to come take your farm or ranch and say we're criminals. They're going to say it's for the salamander. It's for the earth. It's for the cave bug. They're not going to come in with all these new taxes and regulations and control saying it's for, because, by the way, we're global corporations that set up global government and we're criminals. They're going to say it's for the earth. The earth is dying. The deadly gas that plants breathe is deadly. Meanwhile, open air, cross species, genetic engineering everywhere. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing what's happening. Scientists brazenly tinker with rodents' DNA, injecting the critters with human embryonic stem cells to see what happens. This is just a magazine article about one thing they're doing. They're doing thousands right now. Embryonic stem cells, see what happens. They might want to consider a possibility raised by Hank Greeley, director of Stanford University Center on Biomedical Ethics. What happens if stem cells turn into human eggs and then into mice? What happens if the mice start having human embryos in them? They already do. They've just legalized feeding you clone meat. They're unlimited. They're going completely wild. It's already given rise to superviruses, superbacteria. You want something to whine about, you stupid, phony environmentalist? Go find out how the Rockefellers run all this as well. Not me. Michael Crichton just talked about them. They run it all. And they ran Hitler. They funded Stalin. They funded all of them. It's their own documents. We're under attack. They built a scientific grid around us. Cameras in our homes. Houston Police Chief calls for it. Government to control our thermostats. Come on. Get mad. Get behind the Ron Paul revolution. Go to... Oh, we're out of time. I'm sorry to Andrew in Wisconsin, everybody else holding. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back on the radio tomorrow, syndicated. God bless you all. We'll see you at RonPaulWarRoom.com. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year...